PICWA has developed this draft guidance. The main purpose is to promote awareness and build good practice among services and staff about the responsible and safe use. And it will really help to prepare the whole sector for the significant changes that we're expecting to see in this area.
Yeah, because of course, one of the concerns I might have, for an example, would be the security of my data. How can I be sure that, you know, the notes that are taking on a consultation that are being transcribed using AI are fully secure?
So I suppose there's assurances at different levels, and there's a number of different things at play here. So there's legislation at a European level. People may have heard, you know, about the EU Artificial Intelligence Act, which sets out very particular safeguards and strict areas of compliance for both people who are developing the tools actually as well, and what, you know, what the threshold that they need to meet. And then once the tools are actually being, you know, where a decision is being made to use a tool within a service. But I suppose, you know, when a service is identifying if they're going to start using a tool, they need to look at all of the risks. And, you know, information and data protection is one of the areas that we will need to be looked at in each case. And they need to be confident that, you know, firstly, that any potential benefit will outweigh any risks with the use of a tool, but that they have safeguards in place, that there's strong governance arrangements, and there's information practices in place, information management practices in place, that will protect and safeguard people's information.